on ACB Radio's main menu. This is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views you can use. And very special greetings to you once again. This is Don Coco from Sacramento, California, and I have not been on ACB Radio's programming for quite a while this summer. It's been, I don't know, when was the last show we did? May, maybe. Goodness, we're going way back. I know that it's been a while since I did a show. And I thought on this show I would tell you why I have not been on ACB Radio's main menu. Primarily, I had not been on because I started to have trouble with the computer. And this is our focus today. When your computer was brand new, do you remember how it sounded? You know, how it booted up, how it spun up, how it ran, how the fan sounded, and all this stuff. Well, over time, hardware has a tendency to wig out or act weird or start breaking down. Obviously, you know, nothing lasts forever. It's like every piece of equipment you'll ever buy will never last forever. And after a while, everything from a simple volume control on a radio to complex equipment breaks down, especially any moving part. This is what started to happen to me. All of a sudden, one day, I turned on the computer and my fan was starting to make a lot of noise. And most computers have at least two fans in them. Some computers have more than that. For example, my computer now has three fans in it, but originally it had two. You have the main power supply, which has a fan in it, obviously, to keep the power supply cool. And depending on your machine, how it was built, I know on my machine, the power supply is up at the top back part of my machine. So it's right on top, actually, of the case here. But every machine is different, so it could be in a different area. But the power supplies usually are sealed, and they have a fan in them, and that's what either blows out warm air or takes in cool air, depending on how they're set up. You know, every power supply is different. But anyway, the idea is to keep the power supply cool and keep it running properly. Then you also have what's called a chip fan. This is a fan that keeps the processor, your CPU, right? It keeps it cool so that it runs cool. And obviously, the higher the CPU, the harder that fan has to work to keep it cool. For example, if you're running a Pentium 700 or something, you know, yeah, you need quite a bit of processor power to keep it cool. And the chip fan will keep it cool. So anyway, all of a sudden I'm getting all kinds of noise with my fan. It's giving me all kinds of trouble. And I drop a note to Jonathan and I say, hey, bro, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to do main menu right at the moment because my fan is making so much noise. You guys are not going to be able to hear me. And you talk about noise. It was real noisy. Especially when the machine was cold in the morning. Now, I know some people leave their machines running up 24 hours a day. Well, I do not. I shut it off at night. I like to give it rest time. Now, that's, again, a matter of personal opinion. Some people will say that it's good to shut them off at night and give them rest time. And other people will say, oh, no, leave them up running 24 hours a day because they run better when they're left on. So, again, that's going to be a matter of course, opinion. But I've always shut mine off. I think every day I've owned it, I shut it off. And I've owned the machine for just about 3 years. So I guess after 3 years, it was time for something to start to break down. So we opened the machine. At first, we attempted to clean the fan, thinking maybe if we cleaned it, you know, that would be the issue. Now, my office here is fairly dust-free. But, of course, dust from the air does get in them. There's no doubt about that. I have the computer. My computer is on my desk. I have room on my desk for it, so it's not on the floor or it's not a real big case. It's a mid-tower case. So we tried that first. Well, that still was no good. I boot up the machine and it would, you know, make all kinds of noise. Well, we're figuring while the bearing is going on it, you know, the bearings are letting go. It's time to replace the fan. So we decided to do that. And we checked the chip fan, the little fan that is on the CPU chip, and we found that was fine. No problem with that fan at all. So obviously it was the power supply that was hokey. So we went out, we bought a new power supply, and we put that in. And I decided at the same time that I wanted more cooling. I wanted it to be better. First of all, I bought a heavier power supply. The power supply I had in it originally was a 235 watt, and I booted it up to a 250 watt. They also have 300 watt, but I went to 250, is what I did. I bought a new computer case, and when you buy computer cases, they come with a power supply. So I bought a new computer case. One of the goals I figured on is if I'm going to work on my computer, I want to build it for the future or try to take it into the future reliably, and that's what I'm attempting to do. You know, I want to build it for the future. That to me is fairly important. So I want it to run properly, you know, I want it to perform properly. So I buy the power supply and I buy the new case, and I think, great, we're going to put the machine in the new case. And I've got a friend of mine who's kind enough to work on it for me, so it doesn't cost me to actually have work done on it. Obviously, I'm not working on it myself. I know there are some blind people who are really top-notch with hardware, and I'm not one of them, just like I wish I were a programmer, but I'm not. I'm just a hokey old software reviewer, to be honest with you. All I do is review software and beta test software. I don't know anything about hardware or anything like that, really. I'm just not inclined that way. So, you know, I have to have somebody work on this when I want work done on it. Well, I've got a very fine friend of mine, close friend, who is willing to work on it. And he's sort of a hobbyist. He's not a professional as far as computers or nothing, but he's a hobbyist. And he likes to work on things. And I don't mind giving him a screwdriver and saying, hey, go ahead and open it up and see what you can do about, you know, working on it for me. Because I trust him. I don't believe he's going to damage it or whatever. So, I have no problem with that. And if he does, oh, well, we'll just go out and buy new parts and go from there. I don't worry about it either way. So, and my friend has been kind enough to open the machine up several times since we started working on this project and do work on it. We've replaced the fan. And like I say, and I added what's called a chassis fan. This is another fan that you can add to really keep the machine cool. This one goes on the bottom of your case and really keeps the machine running cool. And I bought one of them. It's like a $7 fan, very inexpensive. It's called a chassis fan. And so I bought one of them, and I added that. It's very cool, you know. So now I got a couple of fans I'm very happy with. The machine runs great. It's running quiet, no bearing problems, and it's running great. And it's staying nice and cool, no problem at all. So I took care of that, and that was great. So then I'm thinking, well, great, we've got the fans taken care of. We're now ready to go on main menu. And I wrote to Jonathan. I said, hey, okay, bro, I think I'm all set. I got the fans taken care of. I'm ready to start doing a review. Well, I shouldn't have spoken because my C drive, my main hard drive, started to give me trouble is a problem. Oh, I must tell you that this new case that I bought for this computer, we get it home and we get all the parts transferred over to it except the motherboard. We go to put the motherboard in, or my friend goes to put the motherboard in, and it wouldn't fit. The 128 megs of RAM that I have are too high for this particular case. It just would not fit. It was like, oh, darn, what are we going to do? So there was nothing we could do. Basically, what we did is we put all the parts back in the old case, including the new fans. And because when you buy new cases, they actually come with the power supplies already in them as far as the power supply for the case. So, and it's an ATX case, but not all ATX cases are standard, so keep that in mind. If you have an ATX case and you go to buy a new case, make sure that your motherboard is going to fit, or that you can get a motherboard that's going to fit, because that's the trouble I ran into. So I still have the case. It's not running yet, but it will be. What we're going to do, we haven't done this yet, but a project for later this year is going to be to replace the motherboard. And I'm probably going to hopefully bid it up to, you know, a real fast processor. Right at the moment, I'm using a 233 Pentium here. And I'm hoping to go up to, you know, a 700 or maybe a gig even by that time. We'll see. It depends on money and what will happen and that sort of thing. I'm thinking right around Christmas I'll be working on that. And there may be some good deals. Anyway, all the immediate needs have been made. The fans have been fixed. And the C drive is giving me trouble. Well, what are we going to do about this issue now? The C drive is giving me trouble. It's not reading correctly. It's not writing correctly. Well, that's wearing out, too. You know, like they say, when it rains, it pours. So what we decided to do is we decided to put in remote mobile docking stations. Now, let me explain what remote mobile docking stations are done, or what they do. You can only do this if you have extra slots available in your case, and I did. I had two free slots. So I installed these remote mobile docking stations, and you can read about this technology from the company that makes these, power.com. www.vipower.com is where you can go, and you can learn all about mobile docking stations, what they do, how they work, and that sort of thing. But basically, what they allow you to do is they allow you to take hard drives and swap them in and out of your machine. So, for example, it's like a floppy disk or a zip disk, except it's a hard drive. And they're very cool. I have two of them in the machine here. I have one for my C drive, which is my main drive, and one for my D as in Delta drive. And so anyway, my C drive decided to give me trouble, and we're thinking, well, we've got one docking station already installed, which I had put one in for my D drive, which is my just like my storage backup drive that I store material on, including this main menu when it's done. So then I decide, well, I'm going to put a new C drive in. What do I want to do? And I'm running a 4.3 gig. And I said, well, look, we need to bid this up for the future. Let's go out. Let's do something right. So I already had the docking station. I had bought two of them. So that was cool. We had the docking station ready to go. But the old C drive was an old 5 1/4 C drive. It would not fit in a docking station. Only the new drives they make now will fit in the docking stations. And they do, I must tell you, they have different styles of docking stations as well. So plan on that if you go look. But like I say, www.vipower.com will give you all the information you need on remote docking stations and how they work. They have fans in them, and they're very cool. I like them a lot. I'm glad I installed them because they give me flexibility. I got a friend of mine, and he's got remote docking stations in his, and he wants to transfer my MP3 music library. It's 4 gigs, right? And he'd like to transfer it. He just brings over his hard drive. I slip it into my machine. I restart my machine with his hard drive in it, and then I come up on my machine, and I just transfer all the MP3s from my machine to his hard drive. He takes it home, and he's got my MP3 library. It's very cool. You know, it's just there's so much more flexibility with these than there are with zip disks or floppies or anything like that. It's a wonderful removable media if you can go this way. And so I went out and I bought a 30-gig hard drive, and that's what SoundForge is recording this on right at the moment. I went out and I bought that. I installed that. Hey, I couldn't be happier. So basically what I'm trying to say to you guys is listen to your machine. Listen to it when you turn it on in the morning. Make sure that it starts up properly as far as the way it sounds. If your hard drive starts to grind and carry on, then you might want to think about replacing it, because see, the parts are not going to last forever. No parts in these computers last forever, just like any other piece of equipment. And you don't want to be off the internet. That was my concern. I didn't want to all of a sudden find I'm off the internet. Now my wife has a Macintosh, and sure, I can get my email if I run into real trouble, but I have no speech on my Macintosh or on my wife's Macintosh. Because the program that's called Outspoken for the Macintosh, they don't have it available for the newest OS operating systems that Mac is supplying with the machine. And Julie has an iMac now. It's a fairly new machine, and it's got a new operating system. So unfortunately, I can't get speech to it right at the moment. It's kind of a drag. So if I wanted to do email on that, I'd have to have her read for me, and I certainly don't want to do that. So I went this way, and all in all, I'm very pleased with these docking stations. They lock into place. They have a fan in them. And like I say, the drives are completely removable. You just shut the machine off and you can remove the drive. And for example, the advantage to this would be if, say, I wanted to put Linux. I could put Linux on one hard drive and partition it and all that for Linux. Like I could have Red Hat or Slackware or various flavors of Linux, whatever I want to do. And then I could have another hard drive that I have Windows on. I could have a third hard drive that I have nothing but music on, whatever I want to do. The point is, I think you're getting the point, hopefully, that they're very flexible with remote docking stations. If you have slots in your machine available, and you can do that. And they do make both IDE and they do make SCSI hard drives as well, or SCSI SCSI docking stations, remote docking stations. And with the SCSI ones, you can have up to a 10,000 RPM hard drive. Now, that'd be one staffed one. Anyway, the hard drive I bought is a MacStore. MacStore is a top name in hard drive, 30 gig, 7,200 RPM. And it's very fast. It takes about 45 seconds for my machine to boot up now. It's very fast when I turn it on in the morning. It boots right up. So anyway, that's been my experience all summer, and that's why I have not been with you on Main Menu. It's nice to be back with you on Main Menu, and I promise to attempt to be a regular contributor on Main Menu once again. Now that I am back, all the work has been done for the moment. I don't expect any further trouble with the machine. I also took a very pristine backup image, by the way, of my machine. I can tell you that Jonathan is always kidding me about the fact that I'm always beta testing software, and it's amazing my machine even runs, and that's true. You got a point there. But I took a very pristine image, actually, of this machine, so that's actually being stored. So if I have any trouble whatsoever, I can go back to that image, and I'll be right up to date. No problem at all. And I would say that we won't have any further trouble. I bought a 3-year warranty with my MacStore new hard drive, so if it even hiccups or anything even remotely goes wrong with it, I can take it back to where I bought it, and I can get them to give me a brand new one right on the spot. No questions asked. I bring it home, I slap it in, and I just take the image that I took, which is stored on my D drive. I just image it back to my C drive, and hey, we're fully up and running. So it's a pretty good deal there. So it certainly is nice to be back with you on Main Menu, and when I return next week, we'll be doing the software thing, and I guess we'll see where we're going to go as the month progresses, but I hope to be a regular contributor on Main Menu for you again. It certainly is nice to be back. Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the Main Menu, this is CJC at acbradio.org. Thanks for listening. See you next week.